what you're saying. She's so fucking feminine and ladylike. She's such a fucking lady. Yes, I am.
Hey, ladies, and you are now tuned in to She Knows Podcast, hosted by Miss Brownstone. If you are new, hit that subscribe button. Welcome to the family. And if you are old, welcome back, bitch. Tonight, we're about to get into some juicy topics. Hi, ladies. So today's episode is entitled, How Did Your Childhood Affect Your Love Life? And as always, my episodes are not in order, but I have something for every fucking body. So you can look at my work, my content, you'll find something that's, you know, you're going to gravitate to. But anyways, make a long story short, before I get into it, I want to tell you where this episode came about. This episode came about from a drunk night in Jersey, okay? And basically me and my homegirl and my homeboy got together, okay, and we was in the house, and, you know, we was drinking and smoking our blunts, whatever case it be, and we were recording, and this is what we came up with. So I hope you guys enjoy it, but before I basically go in depth into it, I just want to basically, you know, explain some of the things that the questions that were asked, so you can get really feel of what was going on. So when I talk about your childhood, we're talking about childhood traumas that happened to you. We're talking about the way you watched your parents love someone, the way you watch people love each other in general, what you seen growing up. We're talking about your first relationship or your first love. Just give you a nitty gritty. We're talking about, what did you learn from your mom? Like, if you are a woman, what can you say you learned from your mom? And if you are a man, what can you say you learned from your father? Because these are our, you know, first hand at love, okay? These are the people that show us what it's like to be a man or what it's like to be a woman. You know, how a man is supposed to behave, how a woman is supposed to behave. These are the people that mold and grow us into who we are. So I hope you guys enjoy this. This is going to be interesting. And I'm telling you, after you hear this episode, you're going to think about your life, okay? And at the end of this episode, I'm going to play a theme song from my childhood. Let's see if you guys know it. Like, let's go back memory lane. And when this is all said and done, I hope y'all learn something from it. So enjoy, you guys. But my childhood affect my relationships because my mom wasn't the lovey-dovey mom. You get what I'm saying? Like, she wasn't affectionate. She ain't tell you she... My mother ain't tell me she loved me until I moved out. So, yeah. But, for real. No, for real. And I think that's why I'm not so much, like, huggy and, like, oh, I love you. Like, I probably tell y'all I love y'all when I'm drunk. But, I mean, I'm working on it now. But I'm not that affectionate, loving type person. My mother was, like, a real tough love kind of person. And then when it did come to her relationships, my mom was always about a dollar. You know what I'm saying? It was always about what the fuck you could do for me, how you gonna do this, you know what I mean? So I never really seen my mother really love somebody. I always seen my mother always about her money. Right. And it was like bread over anything. And sometimes that fucked me up because I could really love somebody strong heartedly, but it'd be like, my nigga, ain't nothing going on but the rent. So what you gonna do? But that's just because that's what I've been programmed to see. You know what I'm saying? My mother was young as shit. My mother told me straight up, she was like, fuck niggas, get money. And I was like, wait a minute. Where is this coming from? Like, where we going with this? You know, but to see her in a loving relationship now is different. But I think that's why I had so much of that masculine energy. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
why I'm always
too.
So
aggressive.
I'm not really assertive. Assertive, or like people come to me about relationships or they crying to me and I'm just like looking at them like, okay, my answer is always, well, what you gonna do? What's next?
That is true.
Because that's how it was. My mother used to always be like, you crying, but crying ain't gonna get the problem done. So what you gonna do? What's your next move? I always thought like that.
I can honestly say that my mom, you know, she built a soldier. Get what I'm saying? Like, my mom, with her tough love and her not really being proud of anything I did, y'all, I'm being honest with you. I could come in here and be the president of the damn White House. My mother be like, oh, okay, you know, that's nice. Like, but, you know, you could have did this differently, or you could have said this differently, or did you know in your speech you pronounced this word wrong? Like, that's how my mom is. So you know, growing up with that, it kind of made me, you know, it kind of programmed me where it's like, okay, I could always aim for more, you know, and not only could I always aim for more, but it's like, I don't look for validation in anybody else. I don't look for, when I come up with something, I don't go to other people and be like, you think this is a dope idea? Because I'm so used to going to my mom and saying, oh, you think this is a dope idea? And she just shoots it down. You know what I'm saying? She was just always real negative. Well, I'm not going to say always. I'm not going to say she was. My mother's still alive. But, yeah, she was real, real negative with stuff. So, growing up, I just always was like, oh, well, I don't need to ask nobody what the fuck what they think about this. I'm going to just do the shit because when I ask people, they just going to say something negative anyway. You know what I'm saying? Growing up, my mom always being negative, it also programmed me to always prepare for the worst, which helped me in a lot of my relationships and which helped me in general in life. So my mom being as tough as she was, I can honestly say that it molded me to be a little tough cookie. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing that you can't throw at me that I can't handle, you know?
Good childhood, bad childhood. That relationship-wise, that shit really affects you.
So how did a childhood affect your relationship?
My childhood affect my relationships because it was a lot of, how can I say, it was a lot of, well, not a lot, but it was enough secrecies and shit within the family and just growing up and I'm just finding out stuff later and everything like that and parents not really talking to you straight up and stuff like that. So with me, I grew up, like I said, I grew up a quiet person. Wouldn't call myself shy.
You're very secretive.
But...
Right, that's what I got out of that.
He is, though.
Yeah,
in relationships, he's
very secretive. But at the same time, it's one of the things, like... Ask me the question, I'll tell you. But I'm not gonna... I probably won't volunteer it.
Mm-hmm. I don't like that.
And he's you know, not to talk about you. But the type of person that he will listen to your problems and listen to everything you're going through and hear you out, but he won't tell you shit
about
that's wrong with him or what's going on with him.
But that's most men.
No, it's different. Like, Malik type person, you can have a relationship with this nigga for 5 years and don't even know where he live at. Like, that's how secretive he is. You know what I'm saying?
That sound kind of bad though. Where I live at.
But no, I'm just being dramatic.
Yeah,
but,
I know that's
how secretive he is. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't ask the question directly, like the right way, he's not gonna answer it. Like, he'll beat around the bush or hit you with the. Well, it depends because
just ask me.
He's so secretive.
Just ask me.
So basically, you mean be straightforward, don't beat around the bush.
Yeah.
But that's kind of cool that you say you've seen that in your household, so that explains why you move like that. You just move as
so it's like that, and that's the reason why I said I can't be with a female like me. I have to be with a female that's
gonna force you to communicate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, not, she ain't babying me or anything like that. Like, I still got my own personality.
No, but you mean like
as far as like
open and to
at that level, yeah. At that level, yeah.
Because not everybody knows how to communicate. Not everybody wants to work through things and talk about issues.
So, how do you think your childhood affects your relationship, Shanique?
In a lot of ways, because I grew up like not seeing my parents being able to communicate at all, like. I've always seen my mother and my father, like, always going at it. They could never come to, like, some common ground. You know, it was hard just to have both parents in the room, and it was harder to have both parents in the room not at each other's throats. Like, it was just always a problem. So I guess in that aspect, I kind of picked that up because... In most of my relationships, it's always arguments.
Like tit for tat?
Always tit for tat. Always trying to be spiteful. Always trying to, like, get even. As Jamaicans call it, bun for bun. So, I've seen a lot of that growing up. Even with, like, the men in my family. I don't know any guy in my family to not have cheated, stepped out, done something that they ain't got no business doing. And the whole family knows. So, I guess in that way, it kind of normalized cheating.
That was the word I was really for to say normal. Cause, and I didn't mean to cut you off, but yeah.
No, but it normalized cheating, and it makes it feel like, okay, if a guy is cheating or if a guy that you're dealing with is cheating, it's okay. Because that's what you see in your uncles, your fathers, mm-hmm. their friends do. So
growing up, my mother always said it was normal. A man gonna cheat regardless. You know what I'm saying?
I'm used to seeing, like, the woman in my family being the aggressor. Mm-hmm. I'm not used to seeing the men in my family being the ones that, like, are the fighters. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I do have some uncles and some brothers and some cousins that ain't real wrapped around the head too tight. But for the most part, I've always grown up to see the woman as the warriors, the fighters, like, the men. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So for me, as a woman, I come off with that dominant...
But is that what you want?
What do you mean?
Exactly what I said. You come off like that, but is that what you want?
She's saying that that's what she been programmed. That don't mean right. That's what she want.
But I want her to answer that. She's having a hard time answering it, so.
Do you want to be like that is what he's trying to say.
No,
I feel like.
You want that for you.
It's not that I want it for me, but it takes a certain type of man to deal with me. Mm-hmm. Because off the rip, you already know you can't come with me with fuckery. Like, the way you might be able to swingle some girls or talk to some women, you know with me, you have to come correct. Mm-hmm. So I don't take it as, like, oh, this isn't who I am. I feel like it made me who I am.
I feel like you being violent like that, you might draw the wrong one away.
Because you don't, that shit bright.
But that's what I'm
because
saying.
you don't know how to communicate. If the first thing you go to is hit, you know.
I don't go to hit. It's just, I don't like to talk too much.
That's me, first thing you go to is hit. And that's something I learned.
Are you very impulsive?
What do you mean by impulsive?
Am I
the one that's quick to fly off the handle?
Yeah,
if you say some shit that don't sit too well with me, I'm quick to go off.
So you are the aggressor.
I did say that. I'm used to seeing women as the aggressor.
Like, you won't take time. You won't take time to think about the situation. You just go off.
Depends on the situation. I mean, I feel like I've had some time to develop, some time to grow, some time to think, some time to reflect. I feel like it's all a learning process. I'm not as bad as I used to be, I would say. I feel like depending on the situation or to how angry or upset I am, sometimes I do take a moment to sit back and be like, you know what? It ain't even worth it. And then that's when me as an individual would just step away from the situation altogether because I know how I am. And sometimes you have the ability to foresee exactly how a situation is going to play out. And when you see a situation is not going to play out best in your favor, sometimes you have to take emotions away from the situation and start thinking with logic and sense. Like, stop being so irrational and be rational about the situation. Because some individuals would rather see you in certain situations just because they're intimidated by who you are as an individual and what potential that you yourself don't even see.
Mm-hmm. Which, that's supposed to be something that's supposed to be praised. Like, yo, I got mad potential.
Man.
But they want to shut it down before you even get it. That's fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucked up.
I ain't gonna lie. When I came to Maryland, I was a hothead. I was fucking wound up. I was whooping his ass. But you know why? Because I thought this shit was normal. And because I always heard a motherfucker say certain shit to you, those are fighting words. It's normal to me to just snap like that. So after my relationship with D and I was whooping his ass, I started to think about, like, damn, I got some shit I got to work on. You know what I'm saying? Where I need to learn how to communicate. Like, I can't be out here bashing windows and sitting on top of your car and fucking your shit up and expecting nothing to happen. Like, you know what I'm saying? Granted, he never put his hand... Well, he did put his hands on me eventually because I hit his ass, and you know what I'm saying? But make a long story short is we really do have to learn how to communicate. And I really think that if I wasn't with my first and I wasn't around some of the shit I seen growing up, I wouldn't have acted that way. I wouldn't have thought it was normal for me to just, you know, beat your ass.
It's all a learning process, guys.
I agree.
It's all a learning process. That's all.
It is.
That's all.
Because that's actually how, like, in a way, I feel like we as females, in some way, if we've never really truly gotten over the situation with our first, because I feel like our first love is always our first experience into love. And we always somehow either find something similar or the exact same situation, just a different individual. You don't think so? Like, if you really look back at what an example of your first love or true love or love in general is with an individual that you really cared about.
My first thought of love, I thought it was just somebody that I could see every day. You know, had sex on every day. That's all I was doing. Every day. Every
single day. That's all I was doing. Every single day.
I was chilling. She was making me... She was doing that and making me cheeseburgers. Couldn't beat that. Nothing top that.
You lived in La La Land.
I was chilling.
But did you ever look for somebody, like, when you... As you're dating now, do you look for somebody like her?
Hell no. Hell, that was my first, like...
You don't think that... You ever think about that?
She broke my heart. She changed me as a... She started the process of me changing as a man. She broke my heart so bad. I went celibate for 2 years. I was just that. I'm just going to school playing football. That was it. I ain't touched nothing. 2 years straight up. Nothing.
He said, "Nah, what's in between your legs is the devil."
2 years.
So I don't even want your cheeseburgers, bitch.
Two years. I was hurt. I don't think that could ever happen.
But I'm talking about, like, on a...
Is it a feeling that she got, level, you got from her emotionally that you look for in somebody else?
From the first till now, that is a good question. Whew.
Because I know...
From my... Yo, and I was only with her for, like, 5 months.
All right, so in your example,
who was you with for a long time?
An individual that you really loved, like someone who you really cared about, like someone who you said, like, all right, I love you for the first time and meant those words.
I wasn't in really long relationships, but the feeling comes, I think, from when you know, like...
I'm
talking about with the individual.
Think of someone that you was in love with.
Right.
Your real, real love. Not the bitch with the hamburgers. All right? And think about whatever the traits was about her that you loved about her so much. Do you look for that in your mate? Or have you ever looked for that in someone you dated after her?
Or do you see certain characteristics in a relationship that is similar...
Yeah.
...to what you have experienced after
back
that?
Back then. Yeah,
Because that was the, for me, it was the first experience of me getting the whole home aspect of, like,
now we're getting somewhere.
Living with somebody and waking up in the morning and cooking breakfast and, you know, going to work, shit like that. So it felt good. So I'm like, okay. So I guess this is much what it be like when you get married or when you just want somebody and you live with them. So. That was the first aspect of that. But as far as me saying I love that person, love that person for what she done? I get what y'all saying. Yeah, I love.
So you do look for stuff from in previous in old
and old relationships, old flings.
Yeah, because it's all lessons. Like, it's all a book. Your life is a book. It's
so
all
you
lessons.
Look for things that you fell in love with.
Everybody
with her,
that
with
you deal
else.
With, everybody that you deal with, to the day that you die, you're gonna always learn something from somebody, whether they hurt you or they made you feel good. You just really learn from them. it's going to be a part of you.
Yeah.
It's going to be a part of you.
That's true.
And it's going to make
you... So, it's going to... As you're saying, it's going to build up.
It's going to build up and make you more cautious, though. You know? Mm-hmm. As the older you get...
So, what is some traits that the person you... Whoever you're thinking about right now that you mm-hmm. fell in love with that you look for in somebody else?
I just... told y'all, like, just the aspect. The
feeling of home.
The feeling of home. I could just say that. The feeling of home. Because that's just a broad aspect.
What about you?
I mean, I keep going, like...
I don't know, because...
You keep going. We got three people here.
Okay, so we're talking about the question that I asked him.
Yeah, what is it? Because this all plays a role in your childhood, because when you were younger, this is who you fell
like I said,
so in that mm-hmm. aspect, my family is, like, from Jamaica, so I can honestly say, like, what feels like home to me mm-hmm. is if I'm talking to someone who's Caribbean.
I'm talking about your first love. He was Caribbean.
He was Caribbean. That's why I'm bringing that up. He was Caribbean, and he was an example of the type of men that I saw growing up, like... That's from my father. That's from my uncle. That's from his friends. That's from...
Motherfucking worker.
No. If we're talking about... Well, you can't say that because we were young. Okay. So if you're talking about in that aspect, then yes. That definitely...
That's what you saw.
That played a role, but that was later down the line. Okay. That wasn't, like, my first love.
All
right. It would more so be, like... I guess you can kind of say, like... Because men, they take time to grow up. So I can say in my position, I date men who are two examples of my father. Who he is now and who he was before. So the two always, like...
So you know already, like...
Play a role.
The characteristics is Caribbean.
It's Caribbean. Growing up now, it's a hard worker. You would definitely put the cheat in, the flirt in. Like, the baby mama drama, all of that into one, because that's what I grew up seeing. That's what I mm-hmm. grew up knowing. Like, my father got, like, 5 kids by 5 different women. Ooh. So, and they all each batshit crazy in their own way. Mm-hmm. So, I grew up with this woman having a problem with that woman, this woman feeling limited about this. Like, this woman is still stuck on him. So, it was always drama. And even if I didn't see that example from my father, who he associated himself with also played a role in that.
I need a drink.
And then it's like, I grew up not really... My father was around, but he wasn't around. Like, I can say I seen him, but I didn't see him. Because he was always working. So when he wasn't working, he was at the gambling house. So I guess in a way... I don't know, like, that also plays a role into my relationship, too.
My first wasn't nothing like what I seen in my childhood. Because my mom ain't really had men like that around. Like, I mean, of course I had my daddy, but he was in jail. And then, like, the other man that raised me, the Haitian guy, so, my mother was, I don't know, man. But my first was not like what I seen from my childhood. But, however, my first fucked me up, because when I do date people now... I always compare them to my first.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that shit, but my first fucked me up because I always look for someone that remind me. You want some?
Mm-mm.
That remind me of him, or that got something, that got him in them. But when me and my first separated and everything like that, like when it first hit me that we wasn't together, when I did meet a guy that made me feel how he felt, I ran. I was scared. Remember the first time me and you kissed? And I was like, oh, nigga, this ain't right. You trouble. So if I felt that feeling, I would run from it. But as I got older, the characteristics I found in him, I looked for in other people. You know what I'm saying? And my first just was like, he was about his money. Like, he was a go-getter. He would hustle and then still have his job. You know what I'm saying? But he also was, like, my ride or die, my homie. Even though he did all the fucked up shit he did, you know what I'm saying? And I learned a lot from him, and I feel like he just molded me into who I am now. So when I do meet people, when I date other people, I do look for those characteristics. Like, are you a go-getter? Can I tell you any and everything? You get what I'm saying? Can you add value to me? Even if it's not on some, like, just financially, like, if it's just mentally, you know what I'm saying? And my first was a fucked up person, but he always told me the truth. Even if it was hard as fuck, if it was the fucked up truth, he always told me the truth. And I know that's something I do look for in somebody. You're going to tell me the truth. Even if you could tell me you just slept with 5 bitches before you had sex with me, I'm going to respect you because you told me the truth.
And just because someone tells you the truth don't mean you have to accept it, you know. But you do respect the fact that they was bold enough to tell you the truth, you know.
So
I feel like that kind of hit me later on in life. I didn't experience that, or I grasped that until I got older.
Yeah, for me too.
Yeah. What, the truth?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I get what you're saying, but I guess for my mindset and my development, that kind of hit me up, like, later on in life.
Well, my first was way older than me. I met him at 15. We dated, dealt with each other when I was around, 16? He was in college, so.
But, again, that also plays back to how we were raised. Because if you already have that mindset of, okay, how can you add value to me, then, of course, whoever
you're going to look for somebody older.
So, mine's is a little bit different. I grew up seeing my father always being in the gambling house and always not being responsible for his money. So, most of the guys that I end up dating, like, it's like when they were with me, like, before we got together, they had their shit together. And then when we got together, they fell off. And mm-hmm. they just never got it right. And I was always doing that was, like,
pulling
the weight. Yeah, or stroking their ego or making them feel good or comfortable about themselves so they don't feel like less of a man in this situation.
I feel like our fathers fucked us up relationship-wise, yo.
I do, too.
And that shit is crazy. That's some bullshit. My father fucked me up. I don't know what the fuck I want. Shit. I always find myself, because my father was in jail, so you know what I'm saying? But I always find myself falling.
This is a whole other topic. I got a whole lot to say.
It's still the same topic. It's still your childhood, when you really think about it. Because your child, we talked about the way your mother was. What's this?
Pour a little bit of the champagne in that.
It's deeper than that, girl.
So, I've been drinking. Watermelon. Malik got the cup of champagne.
What?
What the fuck? She putting this dark shit in it.
Thank you.
Alright, whatever. It is what it is. My father fucked me up because my father was in jail, right? Most of my life. I met my dad again when I was 10. At this point, I'm like, who the fuck this black nigga? You get what I'm saying? So when I finally met him again, I came around him when he was gangbanging and he was selling drugs and he had the gun and shit. I've been picking up my first gun. I was young and shit. But making a long story short, I seen that. But my dad wasn't around. I grew up, a Haitian man raised me. So I always be stuck in between do I want an American hood nigga or do I want a Caribbean guy? Because I had two different father figures growing up. But because my dad is who he is and he's actually my father, I always have to have a dude that got a little bit of hood in him. No matter what the fuck it is, I always gotta be with a nigga that's from the streets. And it's maybe just because of what I've been around. And even when you think about, like, the males that was in my life, like my uncles, my cousins and shit like that, they all hood niggas. So it's like, that's what I'm kind of used to seeing. Because that's what I'm thinking. Growing up, that's what I known as, that's what's going to protect you. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? So, my daddy fucked me the fuck up. I wish he didn't, but he did. William, get your shit together.
What you say it's another aspect on it too. Like you could also, like you said, from the childhood, you could be raised so close. You know what I mean? You raised so close, you want to know what's outside, but your parents know da da da, stay in the books, blah blah blah. But the moment you get that freedom, you just let loose.
Like a dog off a leash.
Yeah, like you know what I mean. People I know.
You talking about being sheltered?
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. It goes both ways. Like it can happen like that too. Like
we were saying, our dad fucked us up ass by our dating life because we look for somebody like them. So do you think you look for somebody like your mother?
So why you think God? Why you think God's act with it yet?
I don't know. That's why we got you here.
Right.
No, they act like that because of their mother. The way their mother raised them. Why you? Why you think you got the guys that be with females? They so overprotective. They ready to fight anybody. But they know they ain't shit to her. But when she, when somebody flirting with her or something like that, he ready to kill him.
Cause that's how y'all was with y'all moms.
Same shit.
So do you look for somebody like your mother?
No.
You don't think so? Nah, have you ever been with somebody like your mom?
I mean, sign wise, yeah. Yeah.
Not a zodiac sign, but okay.
But we could, I mean, I believe in somewhat, some in some way, shape, or form, yeah. Because my mother real flip-floppy with her emotions and shit like that. I've been with somebody that's like that. It's like they could be happy, but you would never really know. Because when they piss off, they really piss the fuck off. So it's just like, what you want me to, like,
can't read this bitch.
Yeah, it's like, that's how my mother is, like. And that's why I'm so nonchalant with females. That's probably why I'm nonchalant with females. Cause my mother always been flip flopping and shit. It's been like, as I got old, that shit started blowing my shit. It's like,
and this is women.
Yeah, like I'm like, I know they all don't act like her, but it's like, goddamn. Like, for real, like, I love you to death, mom.
I can't deal with this shit.
Goddamn, like, I done spazzed my mother so many times, but she respect it. Because she know how she is. So she like, yeah, I do you. I'm like, yeah, you do. You really do. Coming crazy, like. But it is. I mean, it is what it is, though. I love you, Ma. I ain't talking about you too much. sip on that. I'm going to sip on that.
Do you think your dad played a role in how you are in relationships? Or how you are in general?
Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah,
I was about to say definitely.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Because that's an example of their man. Even if not their dad, their uncles.
Yeah, like.
Some uncle or older cousin, some older male figure plays a role into how guys view relationships, because that's the first example of how they see to even communicate and how they even interact and deal with a female. It's like giving them rules to the playbook.
And that's what my pops did. My pops was named Thomas. I was learning this shit when I was young. Like, he just put me on game about everything. Like, he just, like, observe.
Yep. They sit back and they watch.
I observe, then speak. Mm-hmm. That's all he used to say. I observe, then speak. And just be like,
And then they showed him how they talk to girls. Like, when they about to bag a little shorty. They be like, watch this. And they just sit back and they just watch how they father do what he do. And they pick it up.
What? So I would say, this shit good as hell. This Verdi, whatever this is, this shit good. This shit good as hell.
I thought you had it. Oh, no, I got it.
But that's how my pops taught me. Like, young as hell, we used to be.
Everybody's parents done taught them some shit, huh?
Like, my pops used to buy me whatever I wanted. My mom's too, but Pops used to buy whatever I wanted. And every time he got paid, we just be out. Just go out somewhere, just be chilling. They just quoting me mad shit. Like,
what your mama taught you, Shanique?
As far as dealing with guys and relationships?
Again, we can say that. Or in general, whatever you want to share.
I can say my mom taught me a lot. My mom taught me how to be independent, how not to depend on anyone, and, like, you know, how to get it by any means necessary, whether you gotta rob, beg, pull, like, whatever you gotta do to make ends meet, you make ends meet. I can also say, like, as far as relationships, I guess my mom taught me examples of what I don't want. And what, you know, I would do better, I would say. I wouldn't say my mom taught me, like, anything good in relationships, because I've always seen it being combative. Mm-hmm. So I know, like, moving forward, I don't wanna, want to, yeah, I don't want to be combative because that shit drains your energy.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm agreeing with her. Yeah.
Like, that shit is tiring. Like, when you done, you be feeling, like, drained on the, like, a inner level, like, inside. It's like your peace, like, who you are as an individual, like, it's just not the same. Like, your energy, your vibe, everything is just off. Mm. And that's not a headspace that anybody should be in over an individual and a person. Like, if it ever gets to that point, I feel like you just gotta let it go because that's not for you. What's for you should never be forced. Have it. It should always come with ease.
Right.
Like, that's true.
Well, ladies, we are 34 minutes in. Oh, my God. I hope you guys learned something from our little drinking convo podcast episode. If you didn't, you know, get the message, I'm going to help you out. I'm going to help you with the message. And the message is that things in your past that you went through in your past played a role in who you are today and helped mold you into who you are today. And you cannot dwell on the past. You have to let the past be the past. You have to learn from it and keep it moving, you know. So, you guys, just think about what you went through in your childhood. What did you see that caused you to be the way that you are? And let's work on that. Because we cannot experience growth until we actually face the problem head on, okay? Not acknowledge the problem, face the problem head on. And we also need to embrace the fact that our parents were the best parents that they knew how to be. Can't nobody teach you anything that they don't know. So, therefore, our parents passed down these things, these traits to us, because this is what they knew helped them in their role to be successful. So, don't bash your parents and don't beat yourself up. All right, ladies? All right. So, as always, ladies, keep it classy, and I look forward to hearing from you guys next time. Mwah.